Pawn Stars boss Rick Harrison blasts Biden's border policies over disgusting fentanyl crisis after son's death. By Warner Todd Houston on February 8, 2024. Rick Harrison, the star of the popular Pawn Stars TV series, is blasting Joe Biden's massive failures at the border in the wake of his son's death from a fentanyl overdose. Harrison's son, Adam, who was not part of his father's TV show, died at 39 from an overdose of the drug on January 19. Now, during an interview with Fox News, the 59-year-old TV star praised Donald Trump and slammed politicians now in charge for being complicit in the millions of fentanyl deaths befalling this country. "He's an incredible individual. He wants to do something about this," Harrison said of Trump and his desire to end the flow of fentanyl coming across the border by drug-running criminals. "There's so many different places you have to start at all at once, but one of the major ones is get the damn stuff out of the country and stop making it so cheap to get high," Harrison continued. "My understanding is it's like $5 to buy a fentanyl pill. Anybody can afford it. I mean, make it difficult," he said. "Let's start arresting the people selling it, arresting the people bringing it over the border. Close down the border, make it really expensive. Let's make a fentanyl death rare," he said. "It's insane because they're letting it happen," he said of today's politicians in charge of policy. "They're literally letting it happen. They're not doing anything about it. So they're complicit in all these deaths. Nothing is getting done about it," Harrison said of the illegal drugs sweeping the country. "It's the equivalent of a 737 loaded with passengers crashing every single day. That's how many people die from it. And, you know, the politicians don't want to talk about it. The news doesn't want to talk about it. A big part of his politics. I mean, we know where it's all coming from. It's all coming right across the border, and they won't do anything about it. I mean, they're doing nothing," he insisted. Harrison went on to blast Joe Biden's regime for trying to sue Texas for the Lone Star State from protecting its own borders. "Literally, we have a government that's suing the state saying, no, you can't block tons of people coming into this country," the TV star said. "We don't know what they're carrying on them. And we don't know what kind of people they are. It's insanity. I mean, we just need common sense. I think any drug dealer that sells fentanyl, I mean, they should get at least manslaughter charges," Harrison exclaimed. "Just selling the stuff should be attempted murder. I mean, it's that bad and nothing's being done about it." Harrison then pointed out that so many cities in the U.S. are turning into third-world countries because of this drug, and slammed liberal states such as Oregon for treating abuse of the drug so lightly, adding, "Like in Oregon, you can have fentanyl on you. It's like a $20 ticket. Harrison suggested that the first thing that needs to be done is to shut down the border. He also advised an end to the left's latest popular notion of no-bail rules, and that penalties for selling or possessing fentanyl need to be stiffened. He also railed about all the billions being spent in Ukraine when there are so many problems that such a huge amount of money could have helped fix in the USA. You take Ukraine. I mean, we could have built like 10 border walls. We could have fixed the freeways in this country," he continued. "For all the money we gave them, there's so many things we could have fixed," the exasperated TV star said. "I think there was one figure, we could have gave every homeless veteran $1 million for the money we're spending over there. I mean, think about that. We're doing nothing for homeless veterans, but we're giving credit cards to illegal aliens, housing them for free and sending all this money to Ukraine," he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.